Blog Talk Radio.
Breezy, baby. Get up, Breezy, baby. The Queen Breezy says it's gon' go. They think the Queen Breezy, baby.
Who the hell they think they are?
Still out of my city. Ooh. I got all the pretty girls fucking with me. Yeah. It's Valley, baby. BB, who got the keys to my Jeep? I just left bitch gang. I'm on my way to the beach. No shirt, loud sound, so everybody know it's me. G5 Rolex in the office, KOD. I'm going back to Miami. I said I'm going back to Miami. I'm going back to Miami. I said I'm going back to Miami. I'm going back to the city of the strippers where they hanging out the ceiling. 1K, 2K, 3K, 4K, throwing money up until they hit the ceiling. At the party at my spot, they gon' follow all top. Now we running around the villa. Still going there, ooh, kill em. Young Nino with me here drillin'. I was at G5, but I pulled up 458. I was 3 high, she was knee high. I lost the key to the straight. Hit the office near me, make a movie. Couple bitches wanna screw me. Took my talents down to South Beach, got me think about moving. BB, it's Valley Bag. Who got the keys to my Jeep? I just left bitch gang, I'm on my way to the beach. No shirt, loud sound, so everybody know it's me. G5 Rolex in the office, KOD. I'm going back to Miami. I said I'm going back to Miami. I'm going back to Miami. I said I'm going back to Miami.
Beep beep. Who got the keys to my Jeep? On my way to the beach, deep dish boys on the feet. Me and Steve finna switch up on some freaks. He and Bally already in the suite. Already told my bitch on my cheek. On the penthouse floor for a week. Who see me my sneaks? Apollo's and Naughty, we shopping boutiques. Your girl is on go. She all on my line, she tryna get geek. I'ma make her roll all of my weed. Then fuck her right here on South Beach. Put up on Molly, can't sleep. I'm losing my mind, where the fuck is my key?
BB, who got the keys to my Jeep? I just left bitch gang, I'm on my way to the beach. No shirt, loud sound, so everybody know it's me. G5 Rolex in the office, KOD. I'm going back to Miami. I said I'm going back to Miami. I'm going back to Miami. I said I'm going back to Miami.
keep it thug, I keep it hood, I keep it gangster. VVS is a better than the tie about that paper. Flexing on, armed up, showing bicep, sticking to the G code, same old two step. I see a lot of bad chicks in the building, clap it up for all the bad chicks in the building. Now this is how you get it poppin', show you stand up. Everybody here, put your mud effing hands up.
We don't get it.
Girl Molly Ready, you tuned into Molly's World on this beautiful Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Don't I sound so fake? Y'all know I don't be like that. But, ouch. We have an interview tonight, but before we get into the interview, you guys know I watch television. I'm addicted to television. And, of course, I watch Empire. Originally, first season, I didn't want to watch it. I didn't start watching it until like the sixth week of the season, I think. But I'm not sure. It might have been week five, or whatever. Turned out to be a pretty good show. I like it, blah, 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 blah. I was excited for the new season to come on, and then it came on. And I was like, okay. Now, before I tell you why I was like, okay, first let me say this. I do not have an issue with gay people. I really don't. However, why, I don't understand why homosexuality is plastered on every TV show. And when I mean every TV show, I mean every single TV show except for Once Upon a Time. Come on. Can we... I understand 2015. Oh, everybody's gay. All right, but for real. Come the hell on. I watched Gotham as well. And they got gay shit in there too. Like, come on. Can we get a break? Can we get one good TV show that don't got so much gay stuff in it? And they probably saying, well, first season had gay stuff in it, but It's a little bit different. It's TV show you probably watched on television was not, they didn't have openly gay themes in their TV shows. And now, you know, this year comes around and it's like every show. So it's like you're getting, it's like an overload. It's like it really messes with your head. And again, you have to, whoever the dude is that did the damn TV show, I don't know his name, but at some point you have to realize, hey, I may lose a lot of viewers because of this. Because not everyone is okay with the whole gay thing or lesbian thing. And I'm not saying that gay people, lesbian people should have to hide or be afraid of who they are. Be comfortable in your skin. If you want to walk around with, as a man, you want to walk around with big boobs and a long schlong, that is your business. I don't give a damn what you do. However, I don't think, I don't want to sound like a homophobic person, because I'm not. But it should not be, because no, that's going to sound wrong, because I don't have a problem with drag queens either. I don't have a problem with trans either. I don't have a problem with nothing that. However, I wouldn't let my daughter, you know, watch you in your everyday life. I won't. If I had a son, I wouldn't let him do it either. Like, if they start making cartoons with the gay shit in it, my daughter would no longer be allowed to watch cartoons. Her ass would be looking at the fucking wall for the rest of her life. And not because it's something wrong with it. However, I do not want... I'm not going to say that it's not normal, because it is normal, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. You are supposed to be with a man. And now, if you grow up a regular, normal little girl, you were not subject to any situations of that, and then you end up being gay, then okay, fine, that's cool. But I don't ever want it to be as if I allowed my daughter to sit down every single day and watch gay people parade around the television, and she thinks it's okay. So, hey, I want to do that too. And I'm not saying that you choose to be gay. Well, shit, I am saying that because some people choose to be gay. I do not think everyone was born gay. I don't believe that nonsense. Some people choose. Prime example. The average person watches television, listens to music, and you always say, you hear men say, I ain't never putting on no damn skinny jeans. I ain't putting on no damn skinny jeans. You always hear them say that. Always, never fail. But then you eventually see them in a pair of skinny jeans. But I'm not talking about the skinny jeans where it's so tight that you can see their veins and their pants. Not that type of skinny, but, you know, still a skinny jean thingy thing. You know, so not that they were forced into it, but you're like, damn, my homie's got it on. I'm honest, so let me just try it. Not that they're being pressured into doing it, but, you know, if everybody else doing it, it won't hurt for me to, it won't hurt. Because you got to remember, everybody used to wear T-shirts down to their damn ankles. Now everybody wearing T-shirts that's just covering their nipples as men. No tea, no shade, but all tea, all shade. But no, for real. So that's how I look at that situation. So another thing I want to speak on is shooting that happened in Oregon. I think that was Oregon, right? A state that no one remembers, but now they will because of this. Guy went, and for those of you who don't know what happened, I'm sure everyone does, a dude, a guy, a boy, a man, a male person walked into a college, killed some people, delivered an envelope to one person, told this person to give the letter to the police and to live. He lived, of course. He did this heinous crime. And you're probably saying, this bitch don't sound to change what happened, first of all. Second, no matter what I say, it's not going to make a difference in that situation. But what I am going to say, it makes a difference in your situation. Number one, you cannot blame the shooting on gun laws. You can't blame the shooting on the gun. Because if you stack the same freaking guns in the middle of any classroom, they're just not going to go pow, 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 and start shooting motherfuckers up. They're not just going to sit there and not do a damn thing and shoot something or someone. The gun laws. You can make them more strict. You can make them less strict, no matter what you do, because guess what? People are still going to get guns. You can't just do a massive sweep and get all of the illegal guns off the street. You can't do that. It's freaking impossible. You cannot conquer that task. So that leads me to my next point. Damn job at raising your kids. You won't have to worry about Psycho Bob walking in somebody's college shooting everybody up. Point blank, period. Because let me tell you something. If my daughter bring her ass home and say to me, one day I got bullied, you know what I'm going to say to her? Number one, if you're going to kick that motherfucker ass, I'm going to break your goddamn leg, your back, your neck, and your face. For various reasons. Your kid should not be able to get bullied. Bullies only bully, period. Point blank, period. Now, bullies test other people, but once that other person shows them, you ain't about to bully me, that bully ain't going to bully that person. He going to go straight back to the pussy who was too scared to say, I'll fuck you up, full on, period. So my daughter will be that kid. You trying to bully me, I'm about to show you ain't going to be able to bully me, because that ain't going to happen. Your kid should not have that low self-esteem to where they can even get bullied. I'm not telling you to raise a bully, but I'm telling you, if like another example, I see a lot of people posting up that Mattel is who makes Barbie. They should make a Barbie who has no care for all the girls who have cancer. Oh, that's so cute. But no, I don't think so. And let me explain to you why. Because it's not Mattel's job to give your daughter self-esteem. It's your job as a parent to give your child self-esteem. Because let me tell you something. When I was a kid, I didn't play with black, I didn't play with black doll babies. We're not going to use that example. Here's a different example. You will not be able to tell my daughter she is ugly and she feels that she's ugly, because her parents are going to make sure that she knows no matter what you look like on the outside, you are still, no matter what you look like on the outside to other people, you are still beautiful no matter what. Because most people that do these shootings were bullied. Some point in time, they were bullied in their life, and now they're trying to prove a point that they is really bad. This is who did the shooting's fault, but it's still their parents' fault, too. Y'all are raising these bad-ass, disrespectful kids. I see it all the time. My kid will not be able to tell me what she is and what she isn't going to do. My daughter will not have the option to even part her lips and say, well, I don't want to do that right now, but can I do it later? Oh, that's how we feel today. So guess what? How about I kick your teeth down your throat? You're still going to not want to do it? I'm not saying I'm going to abuse my daughter. Never in a million years. However, I don't take light to disrespectful children. So if you, first of all, I'm not saying your kids should fear you. Well, maybe they should. Your kid, first of all, your kid is not your friend. Your child is your child. You are to be their parent. I should not be, no parent should sit down and have a conversation with their kids like the same conversation that they have with their friends. Unacceptable. If I'm having a conversation with my husband about Laquita and her baby father who's selling drugs around the corner, blah, 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 my daughter will not be in that room listening to the conversation, because then she's hearing it all. She can repeat it or whatever the hell can happen. Just like I see this a lot. Parents have their daughter. It's normally the mother who does the female who does it, not so much the male who does it. It's so much more of the female. She'll sit down with her daughter and say, yeah, because you know your aunt, you know the bitch I don't like. And the daughter go, uh-huh, I can't stand her because, you know, her husband out there cheating on her and she's so focused on. You cross the boundary because now your kid thinks it's okay for, number one, to disrespect her aunt. Number two, it's okay to sit down and chit-chat with my mother like the best friend. And then that's when the problem, you know, they start to come. I should be a, I should, another thing. Don't want nobody, I told this to a, I told this to someone just last night. I don't give a damn what you're dealing with, what you're going through. I always got a tweet. I hate Twitter. What you're going through, don't let anyone tell you what you're doing is wrong. Now, whether it's wrong or not, those are your choices. Those are your decisions. You do whatever it is you want to do as far as your children are concerned. Now, if you ask someone, hey, Ms. W., should I or can I or would I or should, whatever, that's different. But I don't offer your two cents on someone else's situation unless they ask for it. Well, no, I can't say that either, because I guess if you see someone doing something wrong, then I guess maybe you should say something, because I see, well, no. Well, some situations I do think it's okay. Well, no, I don't. Look, I don't know. I'm 50-50 because I see people giving their one-year-old a whole big, juicy bag of candy. Do you not think their teeth are going to fall out? You know, I don't. Maybe I'm old. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting old. Oh, man. I think I'm getting old. Anyway, so another situation. I was reading online that the basket of fruit, I shouldn't have said that. That dude who turned into a chick now want to be turned back into a dude because it's not what it was all hyped up to be. Jackass. That's what you get. People do all this TV show for more publicity. Now your ass sitting and looking like an idiot because now you got all this work done. You look like a straight chick. And now you're mad because people lashing out at you. You didn't, you know, Caitlin or Bruce thought that he was she, shim, shy, whatever you want to call it, was going to be a hero for the transgender community. And you're not. You're just another, never mind, because I was going to say something really, really harsh. I've learned to be nice with my words. I'm learning to be nice with my words. Use my words nicely. So hard to do when you're surrounded by idiots like Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner or whatever. Then, for those of you who watch Scandal, just listen to me. Remington. We all know what Remington is, the ones who watch Scandal. For those of you who don't, President Fitz, when he was in the Navy, he was ordered to shoot down an airplane that had 130-something people on it. the people died. Big cover up. Our real world situations, how the U.S. just bombed that hospital in Afghanistan with all them doctors, American doctors in there, and they said that it was a mistake. When I first heard the thing on the news, that was the first thing that came to my mind. Remington. You know, they do so many things and they try to cover it up, doing it, and they're not going to allow them to do an investigation on the U.S. military because they were giving orders, blah, 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 blah. I agree with him. No, they shouldn't do an investigation because, yes, they were given orders. So don't do the investigation on the U.S. Army, jackass. Do the investigation on the person who gave, well, no, not the person who gave the orders. Well, they got the coordinates from the Afghan military or whatever, the people who they, whatever, whatever. So investigate them because maybe they gave you the wrong coordinates so you can kill the Americans in the hospital so that they can it can turn into a really big shenanigans for no reason. Because, it, you know, they know that they're not supposed to do that. They know that. But if I'm a pilot in the Navy or the Army or the Air Force or whatever, and I fly my airplane and I'm told, hey, I don't know how they look. I'm not in the military. I don't know that jibber jabber. So we just going to say the left corner on the right side on two male Harrys to the right. I don't know. Whatever. Zero. You drop the bomb there. Boom. Drop another bomb. Boom. That's what you're told to do. So how do you know as the airplane dude, oh, shit, I wasn't supposed to do that. You don't know. You're following orders because if you don't do it, that is your, that is your life. That is your job. That is your coin. That is your ass. You are going to jail. Your family is screwed because you didn't take proper orders. You didn't follow orders, and now, whatever. So that makes a big. Yes, it is very. I am very hurt that happened, but it's not the U.S. military's fault that happened. Yeah, they did it, but it's not their fault if that's what they were told to do. Bam, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So let me go back. We're going to go to another TV show, which is Love & Hip Hop, Hollywood, Soulja Boy. You got these two birds, Bird 1, Bird 2, Bird Ugly, Bird You, Thought 1, Thought 2, Thing 1, Thing 2, fighting over a roach. For what? Like, come the hell on. And I don't even think it's worth it. But then the Nia Riley chick, she gets upset that he's messing with this girl or whatever, whatever. However, you are okay with him messing with any other girl because y'all have that understanding. I don't understand. I'm kind of lost in this all. But whatever. Tierra Marie, Princess, and Ray J. They just need to have a threesome and call it a night. Boom. Because, let me tell you something. But, you know, of course, me and my husband were not freaking high school sweethearts. We didn't meet in the eighth grade and got married. No. We met each other. Boom, boom, boom. We married, okay? Meaning, of course, he had people before me. There were females before me. Duh. He's no freaking priest. Did what I look. If I go befriend the ex, I would look stupid. Not the ex. The ex won't look stupid. She'd be sitting there like, this dummy. Do she not know, like, our history? Like, So Princess is the one who looks stupid. Why would you even befriend Sierra? First of all, you know she's slimy. I like Sierra. But, no, it is what it is. She's slimy. You stupid. You should get dogged out, played out, cussed out, all that, because you're stupid. You just, maybe she needs a better storyline. Bam. Speaking of a better storyline, blah, blah, blah. What's the name of that TV show? Basketball Wives? When Shawnee said your services are more, Well, she fired the poor child. I don't care. I don't like Brandy. Don't like Malaysia. Don't hurt my baby. She's so loud. I don't like Megan. I don't like Jackie. I like Drea, even though she got a little issue. Of course, I like Shawnee. I like Tammy. But the rest of them is just, like you said, they're real petty, you know? Oh, so sad. But we're going to go play a few songs. And our artist ain't call in, so look, I got to eat dinner. Do I got to wake up, like, at crack of dawn. I got to wake up early tomorrow. Oh, you better play a song, and we will be back. Love you.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you got to represent your hood.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Real nigga, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap 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 my shit. Real nigga, yeah, you can test my shit. I ain't never back down the ramp, no nook, no nook, no nook. No, I ain't never back down the ramp, no look, no look, no look, no look. I ain't never back down the ramp, no look, no look, no look. I ain't never back down the ramp, no look.
Yeah, I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Fuck niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real niggas, they love it when they see that nigga on. Said they be hating, trying to tap a nigga phone. I'm my tune, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, ain't doing that show. Nigga told a nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga here, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga here, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub 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 my shit. Real nigga here, you can test my shit. No look, no look, no look. I ain't never back down the ramp. No look, no look, no look. I ain't never back down the ramp. No look,
no look,
no look. I ain't never back down the ramp. No look.
Luciano, MCBB Luciano, I'm the motherfucking man. I done got jumped, but I ain't ever ran. Kicking to the money, know the jackets coming for me. Keep it on me, niggas try me, I'ma pop them like a Zan. I don't fuck with lanes or haters, fuck fame. Keep it player with these bitches, fuck game. He don't want these bottles, make me come out of retirement. Grip my shit, I'm just a product of my environment. 80 flows all rap, that's why I got some balls. Everybody throw they dub up at my toes. MCBZ, I put some nigga head behind my bro. DJ Joe, let him know. Showing up, run at them hoes and get your drove, nigga.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit.